good morning. And you're probably wondering why I chose this topic to talk about, because I'm certainly not an expert on academic research into driver behaviour. I'm a language teacher. But you've probably had enough of people talking to you about learning vocabulary and pronunciation and that kind of thing, which are some of my areas of interest. But I chose this topic partly because, as John says, I do a lot of driving. I spend at least 1.5 hours every day driving to and from work. And I see a lot of bad driving when I'm on the road. And I also kind of recognize that when I drive, I can sometimes be a little bit aggressive myself when I'm not normally an aggressive person. And you probably know people whose behavior seems to change as soon as they get behind the wheel of a car. So that's one reason why I chose this topic. Another reason why I chose the topic is that I wanted to find a topic which would show you how difficult it is to find the right kind of statistics to make a particular point, to show you that statistics can be misleading and that you need to make sure that whatever statistics you use, that they are actually making the point that you want to make. Okay, so the first thing that I'm going to talk about is the research question. I'm going to examine this research question: are women better drivers than men? And reformulate it into a better question for research. And after that, I'm going to discuss some of the statistical evidence which either supports or doesn't support this particular assertion, and other factors that you need to consider. So it's not just gender, whether you're a man or a woman, that affects whether you're a good driver or not. There are other things that we need to consider. And then I'm going to discuss the differences in the way men and women drive. And after that, I'm going to try and account for these differences, give reasons for these differences. And then finally, I'm going to summarize and give some conclusions. So, if we start with this question, are women better drivers than men? So, how would we find the answer to this question? How would we research it? Well, we could interview people or give them a questionnaire and we'd ask them their opinion. But what kind of result would that give? Let me just ask you, if you think women are better drivers than men, can you put your hand up? So, yeah. And if you think men are better drivers than women, can you put your hand up? Well, not surprisingly, the men think that they are, in general, the men think that they are better drivers, and women think that they are better drivers, you know, and that's not surprising. So you don't get a very interesting result. It's very subjective. The result is based on your own personal experience, your limited personal experience. You might, for example, if you ask a wife whose husband is a very careful driver whether women are better drivers than men, she might say no, men are just as good at driving as women, because her husband happens to be a careful driver. So she's only sort of responding on the basis of her personal experience. So really, this question is not a very good question for academic research. What do we mean by better? Okay, we need to reformulate the question. we need to make it a question which we can actually research in a more objective way. We need some kind of measure. How do we measure driving ability?